everybody, and welcome back to the Paperclip Podcast. My name is Josh, as always joined by Andrew, and today we're going to be covering search versus display ad networks. Andrew, how's it going, bud?
It's going really well. How's everything going over there, Josh?
Noisy. A guy just got through mowing. There was a dog barking outside for a little bit, but it seems like it's quieted down just in time for us to get started.
Perfect, man. Sounds good.
It sounds very good. It sounds very clear, very crisp. Yeah.
Nice.
So search ads versus display ads. I don't think a lot of people talk about this. They just refer to Google Ads as Google Ads without necessarily knowing that there are different ads that serve different purposes. So Andrew, why don't you go ahead and lead us off with informing our listeners about what the search and display networks actually are.
Yeah, absolutely. So in layman's terms, I would say that search is primarily any time that you go to Google and type something in to the URL bar at the top of your screen or on your cell phone, and you type in, like in this example, let's say you're looking for a locksmith. You say locksmith near me. That right there is the search network. So that's pretty much any time you're going to be searching from a browser, from Google Chrome specifically. The display network, in contrast to that, is pretty much every other website on the internet that Google shows whenever you may be searching something more organically. Like if you visit YouTube, that would be considered a part of the Google display network. You might see a banner ad at the side or something, maybe an in-stream YouTube ad while you're watching a YouTube video. That is all considered the display network.
Yeah, so that's definitely an easy way to identify it. Basically, if you do a search like in your browser, those are going to be your search network ads, and then your display network ads are those more image-based ones. So for me, that's another easy way to tell it apart. If you're seeing a text-based ad on your browser, which is normally like your first four search results and then your bottom two, those are your search network ads. So those are the ones that get, I would say, most widely used, even though you get more impressions with display network ads, because display network ads are more image-based, unless you're running like a video campaign or something like that. But they're more visually based, and they're only eligible to pop up on sites that are on Google's partner network. So you don't get people like organically going to those sites to look at ads, but you do get people who are searching for solutions to problems that they have daily, whether it's something that they're shopping for or a service that they're looking for. So in real estate investing, I primarily work in the Google search network because that's where homeowners are going in order to get that right now solution or the right now problem that they have. But we also do retargeting using those display ads. So I'm much more familiar with the search network, and I see a lot more value in that. So that doesn't mean that there isn't value in the display network. So what are some different ways that you think advertisers could benefit from using the display network?
Yeah, so primarily the way that I use it and the way I suggest it for any of my clients is going to be for retargeting. Retargeting is a part of the display network, and it works really well because usually when somebody clicks on the ad or in the search network, that will direct them to a website. From the website, we can retarget them, and that kind of transfers over to being a part of the display network. So it's just putting the ad in front of the end user multiple times and just kind of having the suggestion of being able to be a solution to whichever problem that they may have.
Got it. So what do you think about using display ads for outreach?
Yeah. So they're specifically for outreach, they're fantastic. I mean, you can't, I like to look at it kind of in two different ways. Display is going to be primarily intent-based with a lot of motivation behind it. Display is going to be for branding and for getting a message out. And it's going to pick up quite a bit more, like you said earlier, impressions, as well as, you know, clicks. And click-through rate might be a little lower on some of those, on specifically for display network, but the overall reach is huge. It's larger than even what Facebook can offer, because it is the internet and it's so much larger. I mean, Facebook is actually a part of the Google network, so to speak.
So another example of that click-through rate being lower, display ads get tens of thousands of impressions for the same amount of dollars that you can spend on the search network. So you get a much wider reach because there are less parameters guiding how those ads are shown to individuals. And for brands, that can be a really huge advantage. A good example would be like Nike. If they can show display ads all over the internet, they can get millions of impressions a day. And if it only results in, you know, a 0.5% click-through rate, that's still probably tens of thousands of people that clicked on that ad based off of the impressions that they get worldwide from ad sets. So somewhere, or a company like a well-known brand that's been established for a long time, those definitely benefit from that display network and just doing cold outreach.
How can both of the networks be used together? Or what's an example that maybe you would give?
I think a perfect example is kind of what we alluded to at the beginning of the conversation when going over the differences between the two. For me and my business, I use the search network to get those customers who have that intent and get them over to my site. That's like the initial contact, because they're the ones that have some sort of problem that they need a solution to. So that's the search network working for me. Now, for the display network, I would use that for retargeting, because not every customer that hits your website is going to be ready to buy. Some of them are going to be in different stages of the buying process. They might still be in the discovery phase. They might be fact finding. They might still be shopping around for different brands or companies. So for retargeting purposes, Google Ads is great because you continue to stay in front of those customers as they do daily tasks, like maybe reading up on the news or seeing what the weather is. So you're constantly reminding them that they did visit your website with an issue that they had, and they're more likely to go back to your brand after they've reached a certain amount of points of contact. I think it's normally like 6 or 7 before you make a sale. So that's a really good 1-2 punch, and it works with any budget because retargeting is so cheap to do. Like, I think a lot of the campaigns that I'm running right now, we're at like a 35 cent cost per click on retargeting ads, which is ridiculously low compared to search ads, which in real estate investing can run you anywhere from like $10 per click in small markets to $100 per click in really big metropolitan areas. So it's really affordable to do, and a really good instance of what advertisers can do on the Google platform alone.
Yeah, I totally agree. When it comes to both of the networks and you know, kind of how to use them, I take a very similar approach as well. Yeah, and when it comes to search, it's primarily focusing in on the intent of the user. So figuring out the keywords that are going to be most relative, not only to the ad, but to what that person is looking for. So, you know, for real estate investors, for lawyers, for pretty much any other primarily service-based industry, it's one to focus in on that, and then on the display to kind of circle around and offer the same kind of solution in a different way, which is where the display network comes in, and especially for retargeting, it's invaluable when it comes to having your ad shown. And they're effective too, you know, across the board. I've had positive effects on the branding piece, and also with retargeting, they do work.
Yep. And we're going to get into effectiveness in just a second here. But the one other thing I wanted to mention is that both of us are using like a search network for the main component, and then the display network as a kind of an auxiliary measure to get traffic back over to websites. But I definitely wouldn't put down the idea of somebody who's running like a physical goods business, like they have to create something and then pack and ship it out, whether it's like a shoe or a shirt or some kind of knickknack or doodad or other name for those little things that you don't know what the name of them is.
Yeah.
Using a display network to build a brand and get in front of the widest amount of eyes possible is a really effective way to use a portion of your marketing budget to get the word out about your business or your product. So if you do choose to use the Google Display Network for outreach and you have a product to sell, that's not a bad place to put a little extra budget to see how far you can push it and how many people you can get in front of.
Absolutely, for sure.
Getting back over to effectiveness, what are some examples of the effectiveness of both of those types of networks and campaigns that you've seen?
Yeah, so just to kind of run over some numbers, I'm looking at like a 19.3% conversion rate on my search campaigns. That's over the last 30 days.
And what counts as a conversion for you?
Yeah, so great question. For my clients, it's any form of contact, whether it be from a form fill out or a form submission on the website or a direct phone call to their business, that is what I'm counting as a conversion. So specifically for real estate investment, over the past 30 days, we're looking at about a 15.3% conversion rate. And that's when search terms are matching up to the correct intent, more importantly, because obviously the space does get a lot of retail looking for, you know, maybe to get out of a home and they're trying to list it, which is fantastic. Search does work for real estate actual agents, but specifically for real estate investors, we're looking at about, like I said, 15.3% conversion rate with the intent being correct versus, and in contrast really, to a 1.2% conversion rate for my display campaigns. And these display campaigns that I'm running are specifically retargeting. The only other type of display network ads that I'm running are a customer match, or better known as kind of like an email list, basically. And it's shown pretty promising results. You know, over the past 30 days, I'm looking, obviously, these are people that have already reached out to us, whether it be on the website or through an ad. And we were able to retain their email because they submitted it, and we are displaying the ad to these users again, seeing if maybe this is a solution to their problem, basically. And on those specific ads, I'm looking at a 52.68% click-through rate. So that means that they're effective, you know, when it comes to the open rate and people actually engaging back with the investors I work with. So Josh, what are some examples of effectiveness that you've been able to observe in campaigns recently?
I'm running both search network campaigns and some display networks similar to you. I think primarily my display networks are retargeting. I do have one that's running video ads also, which is measured a little bit differently. So the numbers that I pulled to share with everybody are based off of those retargeting campaigns and then my search network ones. So I've got an 18% conversion rate on search network campaigns over the last 30 days. And those are also measured as people that fill out forms on websites or people that call my customers, and the phone call lasts for longer than 60 seconds. The search terms do match up with all the intent needed to close deals. So I know that that's a pretty well reflected conversion rate in proportion to the number of actual clicks that are headed over to the site. Like, I'm very happy with the quality of that result.
Right.
For display campaigns, again, primarily retargeting, that's a 3% conversion rate. It's long-term lead generation, so high conversion rates aren't necessarily as important as consistent views on those ads are. For a 3% conversion rate on display campaigns, I'm actually really happy with that. Now, for Facebook targeting, I'm also running retargeting ads through Facebook. So I've got an 8% conversion rate on those. I don't do outreach on Facebook because of the limitations put on the housing industry ads, but I'm actually dealing with a lot of the same stipulations inside of Google Ads now with changes that they've made here in October. So it might be something that I revisit in the future, but as of right now, all of my historical data shows that they haven't gotten the greatest results with lead generation as far as dollars spent to deals done. So it's just retargeting that's being done on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. And those are really good results too. I don't do specifically Facebook, but having an 8% conversion rate on Facebook is fantastic, especially with retargeting.
Yeah, I'm really happy with it. I think Facebook gives you a lot more tools for being able to cap how many times visitors see your ads.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish that Google Ads had a little bit more of that, but yeah. Google Ads is where the majority of the traffic is coming from. So
exactly.
8% conversion rate through Facebook, I'm really happy with.
So when should advertisers like get started with either network, or how would you approach it?
I think it depends on how long this person's been active or had an active website. The way I normally like to run campaigns in Google Ads is I'll start with the search network because I want to send high quality traffic over to the site, like high quality being well qualified traffic over to the site based off of what they're typing into the search box. So I've got qualified traffic hitting the site, and if people bounce from there, then I want them retargeted. The problem is that you normally need a larger audience size in order for a retargeting campaign to actually launch and be successful. I'll start with a search campaign first in order to get well-qualified traffic over to the site, and then I'll run a display campaign afterwards in order to keep them in that sales funnel and hopefully get them back over to the site and turn them into customers. So I do choose to do one before the other. You almost can't start them both at the same time unless you're doing outreach, just because of that parameter that you need audience. You need an existing audience in order to get that marketing to even take off.
Yeah, no, I agree there too. It's really hard to get something, especially for a display network, to get it off the ground if you haven't done search before that, because that's the same approach I take. When it comes to search, primarily it's focusing in on the intent and figuring out what the correct motivation is, using keywords, using the correct ad copy, using the correct landing page, and kind of editing that and making necessary adjustments throughout a maybe, you know, 3-month time frame, and then introducing to kind of help push maybe a little bit higher. Maybe you want more impressions, or if you wanted to kind of get more clicks, and you always kind of do want that to reflect positively for the business owner, more importantly, because all of the advertising at the end of the day has to give something back to the actual business. And a great way of doing that is kind of the same approach that you take, where it's focusing in, you know, kind of the more hardball kind of search network, because that is, it's definitely where, and what I've noticed working with a lot of different clients and also working with agencies and, you know, in white label capacities as well, it seems like the trend now is just to have really inflated numbers. Whereas I think both of our approaches looks more at being having a positive impact for the business. So I think both of us can speak numbers all day, but really at the end of the day, if it's making a difference, you know, ultimately form fillouts and phone calls to any business that we're working for, that's most important for I think both of us.
Yeah, the numbers can be skewed any which way, but if it makes sense for the people that we're working with, then that's what actually matters. Well, that wraps things up for episode 2 of the Pay-Per-Click podcast. Andrew, do you have anything else for our listeners before we call it a day?
Just have a wonderful week. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Pay-Per-Click podcast. Remember to like, share, and subscribe wherever you're listening. And if you're getting a lot out of the show, leave us a 5-star review too. We'll catch you on the next episode.